Welcome to Meditations with Jonah, episode something or other, probably 28, 29. Nobody knows what number anything is, really. We just assign numbers to things. Makes us feel organized. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Untethered. The thorns encroaching over the fence keep coming. They never take a day off. The sun makes them stronger. There are white roses which peek through every so often. But these are not roses we want. This is not a bush we want to tend to. Instead, these are sharp thorns closing in on our back door. It's a good metaphor for our current political moment, thorns encroaching upon our back door. Trump was elected via the back door. The poison that is this administration has been encroaching upon our country for a while through the back door. And now it's in our house, and we're just trying to get it out. Exterminate should be the name of this upcoming primary season. There isn't a lot of time to do yard work, but there is more time when you let your 2-year-old watch her favorite Amazon Prime toddler series, Tumbleleaf, sitting outside, standing on the bottom, turned over, of a metal, I guess it would be a party tray, one of those metal trays that you would put ice in and put drinks in when you have a party. We don't really have parties. So this instead has become a kind of a step stool slash unused object next to the back table in the yard. But I arranged it so that the tablet could play Tumbleleaf while Rebel Harmony stood, which she likes to do, on top of something, the metal tray, upside down, while she ate her breakfast and I strategized over the thorns. One by one, with one glove and one slightly dull pruning clipper in my other hand, I tried to find the roots of each of these branches. And tried not to hurt myself with the thorns. Tried to evade their pierces. As I cut each one, the fence became clearer. I made a pile. I stood on top of the plastic bench, plastic chest, which holds, I don't even know what right now. We've gotten it to store things during rainy times. As I stood to get higher up toward these roots, these branch roots, tried not to fall, managed not to fall, and made this pile of thorns grow. After each clip, I thought about clearing and what it means, and how wilderness exists everywhere and isn't always useful. There are roses around us in this neighborhood. Usually, I've seen them in the front of houses since I don't typically walk on people's property in their backyards. Some of the roses smell wonderful. We stop if they're close enough to the stroller height. We pull them over toward Rebel Harmony and we show her how to smell the roses. And she smiles. Such a contradiction. The danger of the thorns and the beautiful smell coming off the roses. My students gave me a tiny potted plant of mini yellow roses in June. I've been watering them and I found a spot, and maybe eventually I'll plant them. For now, I've kept them alive. They're contained in a pot. They're small. I don't have to clip them. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out.